每一次都是觉得是我自己的一个感受，在您这里来，就是广大的这个听众朋友。
To you who are visitors with us today, it's been my privilege over the last 10 years to be able to minister at least once a month here at the church.
对于那些来宾，我是在过去的十几年都是每次到这里来，我一个月到他们中间来跟他们证道一次。
I've come to love this congregation and to pray for you daily as God would lead you in the ways that you should walk.
我开始现在每天都为你们这个教会祷告，而且让神带领我们这里每一个人在他生命中间一步一步的带领。
As a matter of fact, this past week I was going through my box of mementos from various trips that I've been on, and I came across all of my material from my trip to China.
而且我最近看到我的藏的那些乱七八糟收拾的东西，里面有包括我到中国大陆去旅行时候带回来的纪念品。
I sat down and I laughed over some of the memories that I had.
我坐下来就看到有很多东西使我就笑起来。
One of them was the fact that my luggage never arrived.
一个是就是说我的行李从来没有到达目的地。
And if you can imagine me shopping in one of the stores in China, it was a difficult thing.
所以你可以想到我在中国要买那些东西是蛮困难的。
When I would ask the salespeople for pants orShirts, they would look at my feet and then look up to my head and just laugh.
然后我跟他说我要买个裤子，买一个他那个卖东西人就看看我的脚，看看我的头，就笑起来了。
It was funny to them and it's funny to me now.
那个时候看看就是很可笑，现在看起来也是蛮可笑了。
Over the last 30 days, I have been asked to officiate at 4 funerals.Where the ages of the people who have passed away have ranged from 45 to 99.
从过去的十年中间，我参加过四个葬礼，是从45岁到99岁。
In all of the situations, it has caused me to think about the goodness and the greatness of God.
在这个所有这些葬礼中间，使我想到上帝。是对我们怎么的好，是我们上帝是多么的伟大。
The 23rd Psalm is a concise description of God's goodness to us.
这个诗篇二十三篇是一个很简单而且确实的一篇诗歌。
As you know, the last time I was with you, we preached from the 23rd Psalm as well.
你记不记得上次我们在你们中间，我也是在。讲到诗篇二十三篇。
Let me review with you just for a moment some of the things that we learned from this psalm.
让我们想想我们从前这里思想过的诗篇二十三篇的里面的内容。
The very first song that we sang today that our brother led us in, Gentle Shepherd.
我们今天的诗歌三首，第一首里面就告诉。神是我们的慈爱的牧者。
The words of the song mention many of the things that we discover from this 23rd song.
而且那里面的诗歌的用词都很多是从诗篇二十三篇里面来的。
That the good shepherd, he feeds us, he leads us, and he directs our lives.
而且是一个好牧人，他为我们，他就带领我们在我们每天这个生活中间。
As you read the 23rd Psalm and you become very familiar with it, you have noticed that it says that the Good Shepherd provides everything that I need.
所以我们看的诗篇二十三篇的时候就知道一个好的牧者他为我们准备我们所有所需要的东西。
The Good Shepherd gives me rest and restoration.
好牧人是给我们有一个好的休息而且使我们能够苏醒。
He provides refreshment for my body.
他使我们的身体能够又恢复疲倦。
He restores my soul in the midst of those moments of fear and doubt.
他使我的灵魂苏醒，在我们常常不知道迷失的时候。
He leads me in the paths of righteousness or in the direction that I ought to go.
他引导我们走的路都是义路，当我们向他问我们应该怎么走的时候。
In everything that we discover about the Good Shepherd, we discover that he wants the very best for every individual.
我们在这个好牧人要所需要的东西就是他牧人给那个羊都是最好的东西给的。
Today I want to focus on the phrase, your rod and your staff comfort me.
今天我们要讲说深深的注意那几句话，就是说你的杖和你的竿。
We're going to learn some things about the rod and staff, and we're also going to discover how he comforts us.
我们介绍他的杖、他的竿，怎么样子他的杖和他的竿来安慰我们。
First of all, the rod and the staff is an ancient tool that has been used for thousands of years by the shepherds.
这个他的杖、他的竿是一个古旧的一个器具。然后他来指引我们。
It's a defensive tool.
那个杖和竿可以用来防御。
It's a tool of protection.
可以用来保护。
I'm sure you've seen pictures of the staff, as it's depicted, with a long staff and a curve on it.
所以我相信你们都看那个牧羊人的杖，它不是一根杖子，它是一根那个东西，然后在头上有一个弯的东西弯起来。
The rod part of the staff is used for guiding and protecting.
所以这个杖就是来指引我们，而且是来保护我们。
The staff, the crooked part or the curved part, is used for guiding and directing.
那个而且有个弯呢，就是来高架把我们勾引过来过去，把我们带到正路上去。
The rod is a suggestion of a power of authority.
这个杖就是这个他的他的能力，他的所有的这个权柄。
It indicates that I'm in charge.
而且告诉说牧羊人说我是在这里做权的。
The staff represents care and compassion.
那个竿呢，就是说是代表神是怎么样子，他对我们有关心，而且他怎么样子爱过我们。
If I could somehow paint a picture for you today, I hope that we would be able to paint the picture of how the shepherd leads us and directs us.
所以假如我今天能够画一幅画在你面前，在你们的面前的时候，我可以讲说他怎么样子用他的杖和他的竿来引导我们，来保护我们。
One of the things in watching shows on TVs as you see shepherds leading sheep,
当你们在 TV 上看见一个牧羊人他怎么样子出去放羊的时候带着羊走，
You notice that the shepherd's always in front.
你们有没有注意到牧羊人永远走在羊的前面？
And we're going to discover some verses that help us to understand why that is true.
我们看在这个诗篇里面，我们看到这个是怎么一个是完全是真实的事情。
If you've watched movies of moving cattle, you will notice that the cowboys, as they're moving the cattle, direct from the back.
你知道看西部那个牧牛的人，那些西部那些牛仔去牧看牛的时候，他们都是在后面赶着牛走。
They drive the cattle.
他们是赶着推这个。牛群往前走。
Where the shepherd leads the sheep.
而这个牧羊人在前面领导这些羊走。
It is a tremendous metaphor for us because this is exactly what we see in the way that God directs our lives.
所以这是一个很好很好的比喻，说神怎么领导我们，就是他在前面引领我们。
He leads us.
他是一步一步带我们走。
He directs us.
他一步一步指导我们的路。
He protects us.
他一步一步都在保护我们。
Listen to what Jesus said. Jesus says, I am the great shepherd.
你们听到圣经上说，耶稣说，我是好牧人。
Jesus says, I've come so that the sheep might have life.
是我要来得死羊得生命。
And that everything they need will be provided for them.
这个羊所要的任何东西，我都给他们准备的。
The Bible says Jesus says that He is the good shepherd.
在圣经上告诉我们说， 耶稣说他是好牧人。
And the good shepherd gives his life for his sheep.
而且好牧人是为他的羊舍命。
So the question this morning, having looked at the rod and the staff and discovered the purpose of the rod and staff, let's discover how the rod and staff give us comfort as well.
所以今天我们看到这个图画就说这些杖这些杆到底牧羊人用这些杖这些杆是干嘛的
Or another way of saying it, how does Jesus treat his sheep?
另外一个我们看说可以说就像我们今天在我们的节目单上面说牧羊人怎么样对待他的羊
If I bring my hurts to Jesus, Jesus shows me compassion.
假如我们把我们这一群这个羊带到神面前去神就显他的慈爱在我们身上
Brothers and sisters, every one of us have hurts, habits, and hang-ups.
我们弟兄姐妹我们每个人都受过痛苦我们所有的 这人生都经过很多很多困难
There are times when we're depressed or anxious or angry
有些时候我们变成很忧郁我们很愤怒而且我们不知道怎么办
And Jesus, our good shepherd, wants to take care of every one of those needs
在那种时候的时候耶稣是一个好牧人他会为我们解决这些问题。
Oftentimes there's a reluctance on our part to bring our hurts and our habits and our hang-ups to Jesus.
常常我们没有把我们的疼痛，我们没有把我们的这恶习，我们把所有的这些没有完全带到耶稣面前。
When my children were growing up, oftentimes when I knew that they had done something wrong, they hated to come to the dinner table because that's where we would discuss.Their problems.
当我们在我的小孩子长大的时候，他们都不愿意在吃饭桌上到吃饭桌上来，因为在那个时候，我们就会谈到一些他们的问题。
Why was that? It's because they felt that we would scold them.
为什么呢？因为那个时候小孩子都说，那个时候他的爸爸就会。
Let me say to you this morning with all of the firmness that I can say, Jesus never scolds us as the good shepherd.
耶稣就像一个好牧人，从来不会随便骂他的羊的。
He serves us.
他都是来
，and he heals us.
伺候我们，都是来医治我们。
With Jesus, it's all about us.
而且耶稣基督所做的一切都是为我们而做。
If we bring our hurts and our habits and our hang-ups to Jesus, he shows me compassion.
而且如果我们把我们的痛苦、把我们的恶习、把我们所有的困难带到耶稣面前的话，耶稣就会彰显他的慈爱。
He is always compassionate.
他是永远是那么慈爱的对着我们。
You remember the words from Scripture when Jesus saw the crowds?
你记不记得当这个耶稣看到那些群众的时候
？The Bible says his heart was filled with compassion.
而圣经上说，耶稣基督心里就满有怜悯。
For them, they were hurting.And they didn't know which way to turn for help.
当他们自己被伤害的时候，他们不知道奔向谁。
And Jesus said they were like sheep without a shepherd.
他们耶稣就说这些人都像走迷失的羊，没有一个牧羊人。
The Bible tells us that by Jesus said, I have come not to be served, but to serve others.
我耶稣说我来。是来伺候人，不是被人伺候。
And to give my life as a ransom for them.
而且我来是把我自己生命替他们做回赎价。
When you hear the word sympathy, what comes to your mind?
当你听见这个怜悯这个字，在你脑筋里想到什么
？It simply suggests I'm sorry that you hurt.
这简单的就是说啊。对不起，你受了伤。
Empathy says, "I hurt with you."
这个 empathy 就是我神会 舍身处地到站在你那个地步去为你想。
And that's why I say to you this morning, with Jesus, it's all about you.
所以今天我对每一位在座的是说，耶稣他的心目中是，心目中完全是为了我们中间的每一位。
So I've mentioned one way in which Jesus comforts us.
所以我现在来讲，耶稣怎么样子用一种方法来安慰我们。
He shows compassion.
他用他的慈爱来。
Another way is, if I choose to follow him, Jesus leads me in the right direction.
假如我们选择去跟随耶稣的话，耶稣就很决定的会带领我们走前面的道路。
If we're all honest with each other, we need a guide in life.
假如我们彼此之间都是真正的讲凭良心讲话的时候，就是说我们都需要一个带领我们的人。
What we read this morning in the 23rd Psalm reminds us, He leads me in the right path for His name's sake.
在我们今天看到的念到的这些圣章说，他为他自己的名引导我们走义路。
Jesus the good shepherd walks ahead of the sheep and they follow him for they recognize his voice.
耶稣是一个好牧人，他在前面带领我们，因为他们能够听他的声音。好了，这已经好了。
Jesus leads me in the right direction.
耶稣永远带领我们正确的方向。
Next, if I get confused or wander off, Jesus finds and brings me back.
如果我们像那个羊群迷失了，不知道怎么走的时候，耶稣永远会把我们找回来，走对的路。
Let me ask you a question of which you do not have to raise your hand on.
让我来问一个问题，你如果不好意思的话，不必举手。
Has anyone ever taken and given you a class on how to get lost at the mall?
有没有人？你们中间有没有人告诉你怎么样子学习一下？你在那个商场的 mall 里面，商场里面，你在里面走路迷失路怎么办
？I doubt it.
大概没有吧。
But let me say to you that every one of us go through that because it's our nature.
我告诉你，我相信我们每一个人都会在商场里面，忽然一下子你迷路了，不知道在哪里了。
If you drive today,
假如你是在开车的话，今天
you use this.
你就用
you put in the address.
这个手机，你就赶快把上它的地址打出来。
Why? So that you won't get lost.
把那个地址一打出来的时候，你就告诉你就不会迷失路了。
The Bible says that Jesus finds us and He brings us back when we wander or stray.
这个圣经是给我们讲说，耶稣会把我们，当我们走迷路步，当我们知道这前途一片茫茫的时候，他会给我们方向。
We are going to wander, and there's no question about that.
我们每一个人都会不知道怎么在那的路上走的时候。
Someone has said an undisciplined child is an unloved child.
有一个人说，如果一个小孩子是没有受他父母的教导的时候，那个就是一个没有被爱的小孩子。
Brothers and sisters, discipline is not a punishment by God.
弟兄姐妹们，你知道吗？这个我们父母的教训是一定要的。
One of the things that has become part of our vocabulary,
在我们的平常日用的词汇里面
，is to say in our prayer, God, why me?
常常在我们祷告中说，神啊，为什么在我身上发生？
It ought to be that we ought to respond, God, why shouldn't it be me?
其实你应该想一想说，神啊，为什么我不应该受到这一切？
When I begin to wander, how do I get back on track?
当我想到说，我忽然不知道怎么办，我怎么样子才会走回到我认得的路上的时候？
I am sure that I have said this before.
我相信我从前在这里讲过。
When we wander, we need to get back on track by being in the Word.
啊，如果我们走迷失的话，我们就要靠神的话来走我们对的路。
Let me ask you this question.
让我再问你一个问题。
How many of you would say that on any given day that
you 中间有多少人
that you squander 7 minutes in the day?
你这个就糊里糊涂浪费了七分钟你的生命。
My suggestion to you is to take that 7 minutes that you squander and be a student of the word.
我告诉你，如果你一天你糊里糊涂浪费了七分钟的话，我建议你把这个糊里糊涂的浪费的这七分钟时间用在读神的话语上。
Soon the 7 minutes will turn to 14 minutes.
啊，你念过七分钟以后，你马上就会用花14分钟来念这个神的话语。
And the 14 minutes will soon turn into 30 minutes.
而这个你这个十四分钟的话，就变成30分钟花在神的话语身上。
If we want to know how to go the way Jesus wants us to go,
假如我们
as the good shepherd, we need to be in the Word.
所以啊，我假如我们把耶稣当作我们的好牧人的话，我们就应该常常念他的话语。
Another thing that we learn how Jesus comforts us.
啊，下另外一个事情我们知道，啊，耶稣怎么样子安慰我们
？If I fail or fall, Jesus rescues me and recovers me.
啊，如果我们失败了、跌倒了，耶稣知道他会把我们从头给我们啊扶起来。
Again, if we're all honest with ourselves, we all stumble.
啊，假如我们对我们自己很诚实的话，我们这里面没有一个人没有跌倒过。
And we all fall flat on our face.
而且我们跌倒就是像狗吃屎那样把脸贴在地上。
If you forget everything else that I say today, I trust that these next two statements will stick with you for the rest of your life.
假如我刚刚讲的话你什么都忘记的话，下面我们有两个事情希望你记住。
You are free to make decisions on how you will go.
你是有这个自由去选择你要怎么走。
But you are not free from the consequences.
但是你没有这个自由不去负你选择的责任。
The good shepherd allows us to make the decisions every day.
啊，我们的好牧人让我们每天都让我们自己选择。
But there is definitely consequences that we will have to deal with.
但是结果这个后果我们每一个人都要自己去面对。
Well, let me mention the last way in which he brings comfort to us.
然后我讲最后一个，耶稣怎么样子把他的安慰带给我们。
If I trust him to save me, Jesus keeps me safe and secure.
啊，假如我们相信，把交托给神，他会保护我们，他会安慰我们，带领我们的话，我们完全要交托。
The good shepherd Jesus says that no one can steal you from me.
啊，我们的好牧人耶稣说，没有人能够从我手里把你们偷去。
It's not your job to save yourself.
不是你的责任去啊。
Or to keep you safe.
去啊啊啊，使你的平安啊，而且或者是使你永远是那么安全。
It's hands off.
这个是说你不要管这个事情。
You remember the words of Romans the 8th chapter?
啊，你记得罗马书第八章？
The Bible says nothing in all of this world can separate us from the love of God.
说告诉我们说，没有任何的事情能够使我们与基督的爱隔绝。
If we wander, if we stumble, if we hurt.
假如我们迷失了路，假如我们跌倒，假如我们受到痛苦。
The gentle shepherd is there to protect us, to feed us, to lead us, and to direct us.
而且这个保护我们的人，他是会带领我们保护我们，然后使我们走往前面的道路。
Well, this morning I've tried to paint a picture for you of the Good Shepherd and his staff and his rod.
今天早上我现在跟你们说，愿意给你们画一个图画，耶稣怎么样子用他的杖和他的竿能够来保护我们。
Simply what we have discovered is that he guides us.
所以我们发现是说他会引领我们。
That he guards us.
然后他会保护我们。
And that he comforts us through every circumstance.
然后他会安慰我们在任何我们遭遇的情况。
Jesus said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you.
耶稣说我不会丢弃你，我也永远不会把你忘记。
And today, if you're one of his children,
今天如果你是他的孩子中间的一个的话，
you recognize his voice when he speaks to you.
你会听见他的声音，当他跟你讲话的时候。
The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything that I need.
耶和华是我的牧者，我已经有了我所需要全部的。
God bless you.
愿神祝福你。
好，我们感谢 Pastor Stephen 为我们做的圣道，非常形象、生动。
Pastor Jay。